Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Beis Omid Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Emir Tzashem, we will finish off Simen Resh Samach Vav and start Resh Samach Zayin today. And we had begun Sif Yud Beis yesterday, had read the first part of the Ramah, where the Ramah was talking about if somebody forgot that he had his wallet on upon him as he was entering into Shabbos, so if he didn't see his house, we said he should just let it fall from his pocket, from his belt. And if he's in the marketplace, and that's the very top of Mem Beis Amid Beis, also Leviola Beis, so you're not allowed to carry it to your house. However, Matir Chagoro B'Shuk V'Un Hofel, you just let it fall down where you are, and you let a non-Jewish person go and watch it. And that's the Mishnah Berurah that we were up to yesterday, Sivkot Lamed Zayin, and the Mishnah Berurah says, the Misyari Lismo Chaleim, if he's scared of trusting the non-Jewish person to take his wallet and protect it, Rashoy Letzavosom La'lich Lebeiso, he's allowed to even tell the non-Jewish person to please bring the wallet to his house. Beitza Zu Tov Yoser. This suggestion is better B'she'ev Shalom Yikol Wafinim Hanal than all the other suggestions that we said previously in yesterday's shir. And he suggests you as well look in the Chayodim Klal Nun Dalit Siv Dalit for further discussion of this matter. That really finishes off the end of yesterday's shir, and now we begin with Sif Yud Gimel. Sif Yud Gimel tells us, and this is the last Sif in Reish Samach Vav, Motza Arnaki B'Shabbos. If you find a wallet on Shabbos, so also, litlo, you're not allowed to go and take it. Even though you're afraid somebody else is going to find it before it's Matzei Shabbos and you can come back to it, and then you lose this Metziah. So the answer is, it's not really yours. You didn't work hard to get it. You're not going to be bohol about it. And therefore, Chazal didn't permit you to go and violate various Yisurim over here for something that you really didn't earn and isn't yours. The Mishnah Berurah explains over here in Siv Katan Lamed Ches, and he writes, Afilu miyamo tachtov, even if you stand there in place when you pick it up, velo yavir arba amos, and you're not going to transgress walking dalet amos b'shus harabim or in a carmelis, even there, afilu hochi osu mishum muktzu, you're not allowed to pick it up because it's muktzu. Velo shayach lahatir mishum pseida, and we don't say, well, it's a financial loss, so therefore we should allow our derabbanans to fall aside to prevent the financial loss, kivin shadayin lo zochabo, because it's not yours, and therefore you haven't acquired it yet, so we don't say that there's a financial loss for you. Because of the Magen Avraham writes, Tafilu Leinu Yehudi Yosu Loma Litlo, you're not even allowed to go tell a non-Jewish person, you see this wallet over here that I just found, please pick it up for me and take it home. However, he brings down from the El Yerabba, B'Sefer El Yerabba, Mekel, he is allowing you, Ayideinu Yehudi, to do this. And he brings down the Prima Godim, the Avio HaPrima Godim, the Chaim B'Chidushi Rabbi Kiva Eger, as well, both the Prima Godim, Rabbi Kiva Eger, as well as over here, the Magen Avraham, are all Mekel, Gam Kein Ayideinu Yehudi. They all permit you to ask a non-Jewish person to take it for you. Ach, Dehu Lo Hekel, Kim Ha'agbo Ayideinu Yehudi. But they only allow you over here in the Chidush of Rabbi Kiva Eger to go and have the non-Jew pick it up. But then to tell him to go and take it for you to your house, that they don't allow you to do, at least to physically, formally instruct the non-Jewish person to do this. However, he's your friend, he knows where you live, he says, I'll bring it to your house, you're not mechuyev to stop him. Then even the opinions that are machmir over here, if the non-Jewish person sees your quandary and he picks it up for you and he brings it to your house, even the more machmir opinion says, you don't have to stop him, the chanal, as we've explained just now. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir HaLocha Dibra Maskul, Motza Arniki says, what happens if the guy, unfortunately, his Yetzirah got the best of him and he did pick up the wallet? The Imva Ovar V'Higbiyo, now it's his. Yira Al Koponim Achakach L'Taltalo Pachos Midalet Amos. In this situation, you've now acquired it, so make sure you're not over a stronger Isser of carrying Dalet Amos in the Carmelis or in the Shusar Rabin, so only carry it Pachos Midalet Amos in this situation. And then when you get to your house, the Besalfi Zekrenu Le'achorav, as we discussed yesterday, don't do the Isser of carrying from the Carmelis into the Rishus HaYochid, or certainly from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYochid, but let it fall off you in a Kalach HaYad fashion, so that you're not doing an Akira and a Hanocha to be over the Isser, and you're not going from one Rishus into the other Rishus. The issue foot number 49 brings down, however, the Mishnah Berurah early in Sivkot and Yotes said, so there seems to be a steer over here between what the Mishnah Berurah said previously and what he suggests now is an acceptable b'di'evit format in the Bir Halacha. We also pointed out that nowadays there are poskim that say we don't really have a Rishus HaRabim and one would be permitted to go and kick it in a tiltu b'natzad type of a fashion with your feet, pochos midalet amos, and that would be good as well. The Chafetz Chaim and the Bir Halacha Asur Litlo brings about what happens if you know whose wallet it is and you want to pick it up to do the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, not to keep it for yourself. So then in that situation, he says, Hetero de Pochus Midalad Amos Bivade Lo Shayach Bezel Kuliyamo. In this situation, you cannot take advantage of moving it less than Dalad Amos because ain't a ball, Bazet. You're not going to be so nervous about your financial loss here. It's not your financial loss, so therefore you're not ball Amamono. And Kivin Shurak, Kidei Lachziru Labalab, and since you want to do a mitzvah, you want to return it to the owner, you're not allowed to go do this over here because you're over in Isser. And you're not allowed to be over in Isser in order to do this mitzvah. However, he says, in regards to the Indian of Muktzah, maybe there's a little bit of room to be makel. If it's not a problem of carrying, it's just an Indian of Muktzah. And he says, look in the Vilna Gaon and the Bir Agra, which Dirshu foot number 50 brings down, that the Agra brings down a Mordechai. She is a Muktzah nidcha mipnei mitzvah. That he says that the Mordechai would say that the Isser of Muktzah, if that's the only Isser involved over here, it would be pushed aside for the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. However, Haloch Lemaisa, Dain Weiss, Atzal, and the Minchas Yitzchok brings down Shafa Pishloch Ria, Bir Halocha Kamedavra. The Bir Halocha says, Tzorich Ian, in this situation, can you do this? Nevertheless, the halacha, he says, also letal to muktzah, af b'mokah mitzvah. The bottom line is, even dvar mitzvah, you can't go and touch something over here that's muktzah, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah didn't bring it down. It seems that they do not paskin this Mordechai. And also, finally, in the Chofetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, Pen Yikad Benu Acher says, V'aydei tiltu berego yesh lokal, as I mentioned, we previously learned this, that you could kick it in this situation when you find the wallet. That would be permissible as well when there is no other alternative. That concludes this beautiful simon, Reish Samach Vav. And now we go to Reish Samach Zayin, which deals with Dinei HaTfilo B'Erev Shabbos, Uboki Musifin. This has a somewhat of a repetition of some of the ideas that we talked about previously, which we'll remind ourselves as we go through this simon. And the Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph. Betvilas ha-mincha be'erev Shabbos, when you daveni mincha on Friday afternoon, ein noflim al-pneim. We do not say tachlin. The halachic expression, noflim al-pneim, is a reference to tachlin. We don't bow down on our faces like we do with tachlin. So there is no tachlin on Friday mincha. The Mishnah Berurah explains, mipneishu sivkot na'alep, mipneishu somuch lachnos a Shabbos, because it's close to Shabbos when you daveni mincha, and this is the reason in kekos of a levush why we don't do this, because it's close to Shabbos. Because of a prima god, and the prima god explains, minira du hadin kim shimispal le mincha gedola achar chatzos, Nami ein noflin al pneim. It's not just the fact the Prima Gadim writes that it's close physically to Shabbos and there's no time to say it, but even if you're davening mincha gedola, you're davening at 12:30 in the afternoon in our idealized 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. day. So it's 12:30. It's the beginning of zman mincha gedola, and there certainly is no concern that you're going to run into Shabbos. Nevertheless, even there, we don't say tachlin. Likewise, v'chei misha ochel pas achatzos. If you have a bread meal after chatzos, you don't say gam kein in lomar al naros bovel. You don't say the kapitel of Tillim al naros bovel, which many have the minuk to say every time that they bench. Before they bench, they say al naros bovel, unless it's a day that you don't say tachlin, and then they have the custom to say shir amalos, which many of us say on Shabbos. He says, Kiyim shir amalos. So on Friday afternoon, if you're washing and you're eating, so then you say shir amalos instead of the capital Al Naros Bavel. And he says, Ein in the Bir Halacha for further discussion of this. And the Mishnah Berurah there, and the Chafetz Chaim in Dibra Maskul Ein Noflim, brings down that that's what he said over here was in the name of the Prima Gadim. And he says, look in the Vilna Gaon, in the Bir Hagra, Shekosav Makor Ledin HaShulchan Aruch, that the source of this din that the Shulchan Aruch brought down, that we don't daven tachlin by Erev Shabbos Mincha, is from Gemara in Moed Katan Dav Chav Zayin. And it says there that it's talking about Zekifa Samita of Erev Shabbos, talking about in an Ovel's house, one is permitted to put the beds in their proper position, which needed to be in the Avel position until Erev Shabbos, until after Chatzos. And he brings down from Tosfos over there, as well as the Ran, that they agree that this applies from Mincha Ketana, however, not from Mincha Gedola. Nevertheless, he brings down over here, Mikol Mokom, Ein Lozuz Midivri HaPrima Godim, even though this seems to be only a din of Zekifa Samita from Mincha Ketana, from an idealized day, from 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon, 2.5 hours before the Shkia, nevertheless, we are paskening over here like the Prima Gadim that even if you daven mincha earlier for mincha gedola, you do not say tachlin. The issue foot number 1 brings down that even those people that have the custom of davening mincha on every weekday with their tefillin on, so they don't do this on Erev Shabbos, and this is brought down, as we see in the Shari Tshuva, in the name of the Arizal. He brings down as well from the Shari Tshuva that we don't do this on Erev Yontif as well. For those that have the custom to always wear their tefillin by mincha, they don't wear it on Erev Yontif or Erev Shabbos. The issue foot number 2 brings down that b'chol suda yomer al naros bavel. Normally, on every weekday, one should say al naros bavel before they bench. exception being Shabbos and Yomim she'ein omrim b'hem tachlin. Any day that you don't say tachlin is like a mini holiday, a day of simcha for you, and you don't say al aros bovel, and instead you say shira malos b'shuv Hashem eshivas tzion. The issue footnote number 3 brings down in the name of the Ramah, should be yomim she'ein omrim b'hem tachlin, ein omrim b'hem gam tzedek hadin. On any day that you don't say tachlin, we don't say tzedek hadin, which means at a levaya, rachmana l'islam, on a Friday afternoon, so they don't say the tzedek hadin. Likewise, we don't say tzedekos tzedek on a day where Sunday is the day that you don't say tachlin on Shabbos mincha. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Makdimim lehispalel arvis yosem yibimos hachol. On Erev Shabbos, we daven Mariv earlier than we do during the week. So if on the week, normally you wait till a certain time to daven Mariv in order to make sure that you daven after Tzeis HaKochavim. So the minig is to daven Mariv on Friday night, Kabbalah Shabbos, earlier than you would on a weekday. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a Sif Katan Beis, Mishum Dahavei Nihige Almo Lekabel Aleim Shabbos, because the custom of the world is that they accept upon them a Shabbos, Miki Pasach HaShliach Tzei B'Baruchu. As soon as you say Baruchu, you accept upon Yishol Shabbos, as we've already learned, Kedel B'Simen Reish Samachalav Sif Dalet. And many of these halachas that we're going to remind ourselves of now, we've already previously learned. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, Lekach Me'anochon, therefore it's appropriate and proper, Lahakdim L'spalel Arvis, Gidei Lahakdim HaKabolas Shabbos. We daven Marav earlier, in order that we can accept Shabbos upon ourselves earlier, have Tosefa Shabbos. The Hu Adin, the Yochel L'Kabal of Shabbos, called them Tfilas Arvis. And in fact, one could actually accept upon himself Shabbos before one davens Marav. We said previously that one should ideally daven Mincha before one accepts upon himself Shabbos, but Marav, you certainly can accept upon yourself Shabbos before you daven Marav. The issue footnote number 5 reminds us that there are different minhagim as to when we accept upon ourselves Shabbos and davening. Some do it by Baruch Hu, some do it when they say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, and some do it when they conclude L'cha Dodi and say Bo'i Chala at the end paragraph. If a person is davening B'yechidus, he brings down over here from the Torah Shabbos that when you say Asher B'dvaro Ma'ariv Aravim in Ma'ariv, that's the Kabbalah Shabbos. You don't have to specifically mention Kedusha Shabbos, he says, Eladai lahaskir sha'achshav kvar laila. As soon as you say it's nighttime, Ma'ariv Aravim, so therefore, you accept upon yourself Shabbos by saying that. Others are stricter and say, no, if you didn't specifically accept upon yourself Shabbos and you're davening b'yechidus, it's only when you conclude the Shmoneh Esrei and you say in the Shmoneh Esrei, Mekadish HaShabbos, that's when you accept upon yourself Shabbos. Mechaber continues and he writes, Ubiplag HaMincha, once it's Plag HaMincha, again, in our idealized day, from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., according to the Shita of the Gonim and the Vilna Gon, which means that the day starts at sunrise at 6 a.m. in my idealized day and ends with Shkia, the sunset, at 6 p.m. So Plag HaMincha is half of this Mincha Ketana, so it's half of the time period of 2.5 hours from 3:30 to 6 p.m., which we pointed out many times would be 1 hour and 15 minutes. And again, this is always Shos Manios, this is Halachic hours, dividing up the day equally into 12 daylight parts. So in my idealized day, which is exactly 12 hours, it would be from 4:45 until 6 p.m. So Biplaga Mincha, from this midway point of the Mincha Ketana, Yochel Hadlik, one can accept upon yourself Shabbos. That's the earliest that one can light candles and accept upon themselves Shabbos, as we've already pointed out many times in previous Yorim, or Lekabel Shabbos L'Tfilas Arvis. And at that point, you can daven Marav and accept upon yourself Shabbos, V'lechol Miyad, and then you're allowed to eat right away. You don't have to wait till it's dark outside, according to the Mechaber. The Ramah adds, V'ayin Le'el Simen Reish Lamed Gimel, Ketzad Misharim Shir Plaga Mincha. The Ramah reminds us that we've discussed this already previously in great detail, which I very, very quickly ran through the sheet of the Gonim, the Vilna Gon, right now, but there are three different sheetos, how you calculate the different Zamanim. We had the sheet of the Urayim, the sheet of the Gonim, and the Vilna Gon, as it's vernacularly called, and the sheet of the Bagin Avram, and the Rabbeinu Tam, as it's vernacularly called. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel writes, Plag HaMincha, Umash Medivri HaMorgin Avram, it appears from the opinion of the Morgin Avram, that Afilu HaNogim L'Spalo Marav Bizmano, even people that normally are very makbit to daven Marav after Tzeis HaKochavim, Mutarm L'Spalo Belo Shabbos Mibodyom, they're allowed to daven Marav earlier on Friday night, Ubovad Sheyeh Biplag HaMincha Elach, of course, it must be after the Plag HaMincha, otherwise it's not called Marav. The Kivin the Mitzvah, so Lohosif Michol Al HaKodesh, since there is a mitzvah of Tosef Shabbos, Ukvar Kibo Shabbos Love, and since you've accepted Shabbos upon yourself, Yochel Lismo Chaldas HaSovrim, you can rely upon the more lenient opinions that say, even though it's dark outside, once you've accepted upon yourself Shabbos, you have to plag a mincha, that one can daven Marav at that point in time. The issue foot number 6 brings down, according to the Vilna Gaon, Shagam Balel Shabbos, Yesh Lahakbid L'Spalel Arvis Bezmana. He says, no, one shouldn't take advantage of this. If you're always careful about davening later on, one should certainly be careful about davening Marav even on Friday night after Tzeis HaKochavim. And he says, this is true even if you're davening B'yechidus. The Dirush footnote's a long footnote. He brings down many opinions that agree with this. He brings down other opinions as well that are more makel. And many people do, in fact, rely upon these more makel opinions whenever they daven Maariv a little bit earlier than Seis HaKochavim on Friday night. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Ach hanoi kein yizor al koponim b'erev Shabbos. However, one who is davening Maariv earlier after Plaga Mincha should make sure that he davens Mincha, l'spala Mincha, kodim Plaga Mincha, so you shouldn't have both of them in the same time period. So when you daven early on Friday night, make sure that you're davening Mincha before Plaga Mincha, and then Maariv after Plaga Mincha. Kidei shelo yeh tarti desasre ahadodi. So you shouldn't have two, so to say, mutually contradictory things. If it's daytime, I can daven Mincha, but then how can I daven in that same time period after Plaga Mincha, before the Shkia, also Maariv, because I'm there saying it's night. So in the same time period, it can't be both day and night. So therefore, it's preferable to daven one before Plaga Mincha, one after Plaga Mincha, or one before the Shkia, and the other after the Shkia. And this is Hainu L'das, Rav Yehuda B'Gemara. This is according to the opinion of Rav Yehuda in the Gemara that says that Plaga Mincha is the start of night. Saman Mincha Nimshach Rag Ach Plaga Mincha, that Mincha time only goes until Plaga Mincha. U'misham Da'elech Uzman Tzvi L'Sarvis. And after that, Rav Yehuda says you can't daven Mincha. He holds it's night time. Well, Das Rabbanan that argued with Rav Yehuda, their opinion is Saman Mincha Hu Ad Sof Hayom. They hold that Mincha is until the end of the daytime period, until the end of Plaga Mincha. And only Maariv begins, Uzman Maariv Hu B'Erev, only after that. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Esh Omrim. There are those that say, however, this is brought down in the Shaar Tzion, Oz Gimel, the Sheet of the Derech HaChayim, the Betzibor, in a Tzibor, where you have difficulty getting people to come for a minyan at a certain time, but you can get them to come at another time, Yesh L'Hakul Espalo Maariv Mibod Yom, Ach Im Espalo Mincha, Acher Plaga Mincha. The Derech HaChayim over here brings down that under certain situations where you can't get a minyan any other way, then you would be allowed to daven Mincha and Maariv both within the same time period, let's say both after Plaga Mincha. So if Plaga Mincha is at, in my idealized day, at 4:45, and Shki is at 6, so for whatever the reason, you can only get a minyan at 4 o'clock, so you daven Mincha at 4 o'clock, Maariv at 4:15, you start Kabbalah Shabbos, and you're davening both of them within the period of time of Plaga Mincha, after Plaga Mincha, before the Shkia, that's acceptable in a tzibor when you're davening with a minyan, and that's the only way you can do this. However, the Mishnah Berurah himself says, and this is brought down in the Bir Halach in more detail, Nir Elisha Ein Lismoch Hazeh, you shouldn't rely upon this kula of the Derech HaChaim, Rak Yishu Mispalo Maariv Al Koponim Bedein HaShmashos. In this situation, at least try to daven Maariv when it's not definitely Plaga Mincha, it's already in the Bein HaShmashos period of time, and only under extenuating circumstances, B'Shas HaDchak. However, even here, Avolok Yishu Adayin Vadayom, you shouldn't do this if it really is both during the daytime period of time, well before the end of Plaga Mincha. Certainly, for Kriyashma, Yachzav Yikarik Shuvah Delayla, that you're not Yotze with this over here, you certainly have to say over Kriyashma, and this again is discussed in greater detail in the Bir Halacha, Ayin Sham. Sivkot Ndal in the Mishnah Berurah. Avol Kodim Plaga Mincha, if a person davens Maariv before Plaga Mincha, that's never good. You certainly can't accept upon yourself Shabbos then, as we've already discussed in great detail in previous Simonim. You can't light candles then, you can't daven Maariv then, it's worthless. And even if you did it, you're not Yotze, you have to go and daven again. Plaga Mincha, how do we define Plaga Mincha? The Mishnah Berurah reminds us, Yesho Mimdu Shah Revia Kodim Laila. This is the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam, the Magen Avraham Shita that says that we're talking about over here, the Plaga Mincha is 1 hour and 15 minutes, halachic hour, shows manios, before Tzeis HaKochavim. And Yesho Mimdu Shah Revia Kodim Ashkia. Others say, no, like the Vilna Gaon, the Shita of the Gaonim, that it's 1 hour and 15 minutes before the sun sets. And we've discussed this in great detail previously. Ayin Le'el B'Simin Reish Samach Gimel Siv Dalet, Du Mekesh Kosabdu Sham B'Mishnah Berurah. Some of the Dirshu footnotes over here remind us of some of these dinim ayin sham if you want to go back to the original sources or see them in the Dirshu footnotes over here. Then Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkan Hey, you're allowed to eat once you've davened Maariv in an acceptable time and accepted Shabbos. The reasoning is, even though it's not nightfall at Tam, the kibbutz of Shabbos, since you accept upon yourself Shabbos, v'hosam michol ha'kosher, doing tosefes Shabbos, nechshav kishabbos linyanze. It is considered Shabbos, so you're eating your Friday night meal on Shabbos, even though it's still daytime outside, but it's after Plaga Mincha. The yochel l'kaddish l'echol miyad, you can go make kiddush and eat right there. And you can even finish your entire meal before it's nightfall. However, others disagree. The Mishnah Berurah brings down this is the Sefer Chassidim, as well as the opinion of the Bach in the name of the Maharal Prague. You should definitely have part of your meal when it's definitely nighttime. At least eat a kezayis at nighttime. And the issue foot number 14 says, not even during the Bein HaShmashos, but definitely during the night time you should have a kezayis. And the reasoning is, v'taymam, the kivin da'shalosh sudus yalfidom imad d'chsev, ichlu hayom ki shabbos hayom l'ashem. We learn out the three meals on Shabbos from the psukim that say you should eat hayom three times, it says, bo'inon shiyakayim osom biyom Shabbos atzmo. It has to be on Shabbos itself and not on what you call Tosef Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down, in the name of the Magen Avraham, in the Shagas Ayyeh, that you should try to follow this opinion if possible. We still have one more Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Vav, which Amir Tz Hashem we will do tomorrow. That concludes today's shir.